pursuing the dream.
Then she says, "Zorim al chaverim, mutan mimcho, mufras mimcho, mukan mimcho. I am bent from you. I am isolated from you. I am kept at a distance from you. Shaneich eloch, shaneteim loch osem. Now this goes together. In other words, mutan mimcho shaneich eloch, mufras mimcho shaneich eloch, mukan mimcho shaneich eloch." So then it's also, but if he just says Mudani, so the Bakonic Maskon of the Gemara, so Mudani might mean Lulishtoye Badoch. Mufrasni might have the meaning Lavidni Moch Masomab, Mukhukan Moch, Mikamil Taldam is the Loch. So he's not also. But when is he osea? If he couples the expression of Mudanim Cho with the expression of Shaneich Eloch, or if he couples the expression of Mudanim Cho with the expression of Shanitein Eloch, or Mufrasnim Cho, he says Mufrasnim Cho Shaneich Eloch, or he says Mufrasnim Cho Shanitein Eloch, or he says Mufrasnim Cho Shaneich Eloch, or he says Mufrasnim Cho Shanitein Eloch, then he is osea. Then he osea. Mitzad Yad. Now, there are two girses. One girse is Shaneich Eloch, Mudan Mucho Shaneich Eloch, and another girse is Mudan Mucho Sheineich Eloch, with the Yud. Now, so, Kavakiva Yachiche Bezalach. Now, the Gemara says that there is a Hasura Machzera in this Mishnah, because the Mishnah explains Mudan Mucho Mufrasni Mucho, Mechukan Mucho Shaneich Eloch, Shanetei Eloch. This is explanatory of Yodis. So the Mishnah should mention Yodis Nidon Kedorim. So it's Chasura Mechzere. There is something missing. So in other words, so the Mishnah should read. So there are two Rishimas in Gemara. In the Ukimta of the Mishnah, there is no Nachkim Nolidin. But in the Ukimta of the Mishnah, there are two Rishimas. According to the first version, so the Mishnah says, Kol Kinuy Nidorim Kindorim. Yodis Nidorim Kindorim. So in other words, Kinuyin Nidorim is mentioned first, and then Yodis Nidorim, that is missing, is mentioned. So Kol Kinuyin Nidorim Kindorim, Yodis Nidorim Kindorim. And then the Mishnah proceeds to explain Yodis, because Mudan Mucho, Shaneich Eloch, so that is Yodis. What is Yodis? Yodis means an incomplete statement. An incomplete statement. In other words, so he didn't say Mudan Mucho Shaneich Eloch Yeh Kiko. He didn't say, if he had said Mudan Mucho Shema Shaneich Eloch Yeh Kiko, so then he'd say in another gomel. But he didn't say Kiko. He didn't say Kiko. Or he didn't say even, he didn't even say Mudan Mucho Shaneich Eloch Yeh Kiko. Even that he didn't say. He just said, Mudan Mucho, Shaneich Eloch. Mudan Mucho. I am vowed from you. In respect, whatever I eat. What does it mean? I am vowed. I am under a vow in respect to everything I eat. I eat. So what? In other words, that everything that I eat should be awesome. Or should be like a call. Should be a call. But he didn't say it. So it's an incomplete statement. That's Yodis. So the definition of Yodis is an incomplete statement. Now, then there is a machlekes between the Ran and the Ramban. A very fundamental machlekes. Machlekes is on the base, but it's negated this Mishnah here. It's negated the two Yosoids, whether the Girsi is Mudan Mucho Sha'aneich Eloch, or the Girsi is Mudan Mucho Sha'aneich Eloch. There is a machlekes between the Ran and the Ramban. Now, neder is a nisachet. Neder is a nisachet. That's the fundamental yisod of nidor. It's a nisachet. That means he asers the heftze. He asks the Hefzer upon himself. If I say, Kinen Kikar Zerolai, that this Kikar, this loaf of bread, should be also upon me, so he asks the Hefzer. Asks the Hefzer. Shmuel is in his account. When one says, Shmuel Shaloichel Kikar Zer, so he asks himself. He asks himself that he should be forbidden to eat the Kikar. Not that the Kikar should become Osa. Not the Kikar should become Osa. So, anyway, as a corollary to this fundamental principle that neder is an echzachevtze, so it follows that neder can only be formulated b'sheval taisi, not b'kumbase. In other words, you can asa the kikya, but you cannot obligate yourself to eat the kikya b'neder. Shvuah is in his agaveh. So since the obligation is incumbent upon the agaveh, there is no chalishen, Iser and Hefze, so Mele Shvuye can be taken either way. Either Bishavar Taise in a negative way, Shvuye Shavar Yechol Kikaze, or Shvuye Shavar Yechol Kikaze. It's Bein Bishavar Taise in a negative way, and Bein Bikumbase in an affirmative way. But never being in Iser Hefze, so it can only be taken in a negative way, Bishavar Taise, but not in an affirmative way, Bikumbase, because if I say Kikaze, Neder Sheichel Kikar Zeh, so that's the Kumbase. There is no Isachevtz, on the contrary. He obligates himself to it. So because of that, of course, there is the Rosh of Gemara that Gimel Amud Beis, when the Gemara says, Bi Shleime Bar Yach Dim Dov Mishkanecho, Ki Geidu, Geiloma Kikar Zu Eichel Velo Yoch. Eilom Shalyach Boreh, so I'm giving you the Kashi, Bitzor Chiyu, דור הנדע בקום ועשה הוא משכח עצמו, יכול נדע הוא שיצא חי בצורו. ובנדע שראי חי, סביר לך מפוסקים דה ויעד, לכבנו של עשר המייכל, אבל מי דבר עשיס מייס הוא משכח עצמו, ואני שם יהיה אלה. But, if you look up in the כיסי חי, and if you look up in the שידוק הבצס, אני דורים, so you will see that so many נשים in the שידוק הבצס have another deal say, in the Gemara, just one word, more, בישלו עם הלכו בלידו ומשכח עצמו כדי לומר כי כרזו לא יאיכם ויוכל ויוכל I mean according to this girl says of course it's difficult to be a skashe is a very strong kash anyway this is an established principle that neder cannot be taken become us you cannot take neder in an affirmative way shvui can because it's a misagav so you can take a shvui shvui shamro yechol kigazeh and you can take a shvuah, 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 but never being in this hefze, so it can only be taken in a negative way. Bishavar taise, not bikumbase. Not bikumbase. Whether midrabono or neder is chal, even bikumbase is another question, it's not our way. But certainly midraise, it goes without saying. Certainly midraise, there couldn't be neder, bikumbase, except another category of midrabono. Like it's not okay. Or may I call it some shame that a mitzvah is also comes within the category of the Hekdesh, whatever it is. But Rishus, Bikum Vasei Midraise definitely is not Chal. Shmue is Chal Bikum Vasei. Now, so neder is in Isachet. Then there is a machleket between the Ram and the Ramban. Now, since neder is in Isachet, so the Ram Shiti is that even if the neder is in a negative way, but it is to be formulated properly. When is it how he says, Kikaze or someone? But if he says, Neder Shabuech or Kikaze, he formulates it in the motion of Shabuech, of Gavre, so it's not. That's the Ramchi. The Ramchi thing is that it is how. Even though Neder is in Isachemite, and he didn't say it, Kikaze or someone, he says, Neder Shabuech or Kikaze, so it's how it comes. It's Hamkamyomis. Now, so the Ram is certainly not difficult. Why doesn't the Ram say that it's Hamkamyomis? Because the Ram holds that when is a child to apply the principle of your days? Only when you started to say it. You didn't complete it. But if you formulate it, you see there is a difference between a wrong formulation and an incomplete formulation. When is it your days? If it wasn't wrongfully formulated, but it just incomplete, and you didn't complete a statement. He says, you didn't complete a statement. But let's say like So then it wasn't wrongfully formulated, he didn't finish it. So then it's considered as if he completed the statement. But when he formulates a neder, which in its essence is an isahevtsi, when he formulates it in the lotion of God, so it's wrongfully formulated, and we cannot reformulate, we are not at liberty to reformulate his neder. We have to consider, we have to examine the neder on its face, whether it was properly formulated or not properly formulated. That's the shita of the Rambam. Now, the question is, why does the Ramban say that neder v'loshin shvui is chal mitam yodeitz? So it's not reasonable to assume that the Ramban shita is that the definition of yodeitz does not consist in an incomplete formulation, but any formulation, incomplete formulation, or an improper formulation, as long as it is possible to formulate it properly, so we apply the aloche of yodis. But if the neder is taken in kumbase in a primitive way, so then it's impossible. How can you formulate the neder kumbase so that it should be valid? Impossible. I mean, if you are the greatest expert in verbalizing, it's impossible to formulate a neder kumbase that it should be chal. Because the neder is kumbase. But where the neder is b'shevo taise, so then it is possible to formulate it properly. So the mele, even though he formulated it improperly, so it's chal. If that is so, if that is the Ramban shite, then all dovah shein b'mamish, let's say, kinim shinolai, so it's a mishnah mefareshes, it's not chal, because since it's a misahepze, so it has to be something tangible. I mean, let's say kiker, I mean something tangible that the isahepze should have. But if he says, ayasa sleeping, act of sleeping or state of sleeping, is an intangible thing. I mean, he couldn't say that the sleeping, a shem isa should be how on the hefze of sleeping. It's an intangible thing. But if he says, kene meina lishino, so it is how. So the mele, why does the Gemara say that kinim shino olai is also in the case where he formulates it in a special way, kinim ina mishino. So it is how. So even if he says kinim shino olai, let us reformulate the neder in such a way that it should be valid. So we see from that we don't apply the concept of yodis to a case where there was an improper formulation. We only apply the concept of your days to a case where there is an incomplete formulation. So then the question arises, so why does the Ramban say that if he says, neder shalo eichel kikya ze, so that it is chalmes at your days? So we have to say that according to the Ramban, we also consider it as an incomplete statement. Suppose he would say, neder shelo eichel kikar zeh she'osah, then it certainly will be chal. So in other words, we just have to add one word that in order that it should be a proper and complete formulation. So the melee, we according to Rambam, we apply the concept of yodis. So then you ask, so in the case of where he says kenim shino olai, also you can kenim shino olai, so the answer is, over there it's not a question of completing a statement. There it's a question of making a new statement. Because once you say, if you complete it that way, he said, kenim shinova, and then you complete it by adding the words, so then the kinyan shinolai becomes completely superfluous. So it's reformulating, it's not completing the formulation. It's reformulating, that we cannot do. But when he says, Shalaychal Kikazeh. So you could complete it. Chuhukiko. So then, if you do add the word Chuhukiko, so then the other word that it did spell out, and that's a purpose. So the mainland, because of that, the Ramban Shita is that Ledaklosh Shuhe, so it's how it happens. Now, so here we have two Gesoids. If one Gesoid is Mutam Choshaneikaloch, but Mutam Choshaneikaloch is not how it Mutam Yodeis, because it's Ledaklosh Shuhe, if he says Eikaloch. That's but then, according to the Ramban Shita, we can negate, we can accept the Yirse, Mudam Choshein Yichloch. So it's Nedav Rosh Shvuyeh, but according to the Ramban, Nedav Rosh Shvuyeh is also. Alright, now, so, Yodeis, the definition of Yodeis is an incomplete statement. What's Kinuim? Kinuim, will the literal meaning of Kinuim means a nickname. In other words, instead of Kenech, I mean, so he'll say Kenech, Noz, instead of Nozir, he'll say Nozik, Paziach. It's a nickname. It's really jargon. Jargon of the original Loshna Kedesh, of the pure Loshna Kedesh. So now there is a machleket between Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish, whether Kinuim is Loshnochri. What does it mean, Loshnochri? In other words, the goyim were living out of soil in ancient times, so they made the jargon of the Hebrew words. But originally it's Hebrew words. Or the Shloki says, Loshin Shev Godol Chachomim. In other words, that the Chachomim coined certain terms, so that a person would be able to use, to employ these terms in taking Yeshua and taking another. So there are two Lishonos in Gemara. Of course, it goes without saying that it's Hasur Lechzer. Something is missing. What is missing? The Yodis Nidorim Kindorim is missing. But what should be mentioned first in the Mishnah? What is mentioned first? What's the order of the Mishnah? So according to the first Lashon in Gemara, the order of the Mishnah is as follows. Kol Kinuyim Nidorim Kindorim. The Yodis Nidorim, Uchon Chomish, who is Kishwiz and Zivas Kinziris. The Yodis Nidorim Kindorim. Hoim Rachabele, Mudan, Mucho, Mufras, Mucho. So according to the first question of the Gemore, according to everybody, Genuim is mentioned first, and then Yodis Nidorim is mentioned. So then the question arises, if Genuim Nidorim is mentioned first, and then Yodis Nidorim is mentioned, how is it that the Mishnah proceeds to explain the item that is mentioned second? Kokinuyim Nidorim Kindorim, Miyodis Nidorim Kindorim. And then, Hoim L'Chaveinu is explanatory of Yodis Nidorim. Why doesn't it mention an example of Kinuyim Nidorim? So the Gemara says, so according to the first question of the Gemara, so the reason is why the Mishnah gives an explanation of the second item first, not of the first item first, is because the derech of the Mishnah is sometimes he discusses, and whenever a Mishnah mentions a number of items, gives it a list. Whenever the Mishnah gives us a list of items, so there is no rule, there is no rule. It's discretionary with the Tana of the Mishnah. Sometimes the Tana of the Mishnah, whenever he mentions a list of items, so sometimes he explains the first item first, and sometimes he explains the last item first. So in this Mishnah, the first item that is mentioned is Kinuyim, the second item that is mentioned is Yodeis, but he explains the last item first. That's the first question. Then the second question says there is a special reason as to why. There is a special reason as to why he explains Yodis first. There is a special reason as to why he explains Yodis first. Why? Because Yodis is deduced from Midrash.
So Meile, the Tanna of the Mishnah prefers to explain that din, which is not explicitly mentioned in the Torah, but which is deduced through Idrosha first. So then, the question arises, if there is a special reason. So according to the first question of Gemara, there is no special reason as to why the Tanna of the Mishnah explains Yodis first. Because it's discretionary with the Tanna of the Mishnah. So the Gil said the text is and it just happens that it explains the second item. According to the second Lashon Gemara, so there is a special reason as to why the Mishnah explains Yodis first. Yodis first. Why? Because he's deduced to it Rosh. It's not spelled out explicitly by the Torah. So then the question arises, Monefshech, if a din, something that is deduced rather than spelled out explicitly, is Chovin on the Tani, and he likes to explain it first, so we may let him mention it first too. Let him mention it first too. So why does it say Kol Yodis Nidorim Kindorim? And Yodis Nidorim Kindorim. Let him say Kol Yodis Nidorim Kindorim Bechol Kinuyim Nidorim Kindorim. So the Gemara says, first he wants to mention that which is Idava Poshut. Kinuyim Nidorim, that's Idava Poshut. In mentioning, so it's preferable to mention that which is more obvious first. But in explaining, it's preferable to discuss and explain that which is deduced through Idrosha first. So then the Gemara has the Kashe. So that is all right according to Rabbi Yechon, who says that Kinuyim is Loshinoch. So the Meila Kinuyim is Idrosha Poshet Yehizim. Masha'in Kin according to Resh Lakish, who says that Kinuyim is Loshin Shabbat Lachachonim. So it's not so poshet. So it's not any more poshet than Yodis. Even though they're according to the Ram, so even according to the Shlokish, that Kinuyim is Loshin Shvorech HaChomim, it's still in Hatsi. But it's not in the poshet. It's not any more obvious than the Din of Yodis, which is deduced through Idroshim. So why does he mention Kinuyim first and then Yodis? Let him mention Yodis first. So the Gemara says, in other words, according to the second Lashon, the Gemara says, "I'll leave it to Mishlokish." So Yodis is mentioned first. So we have to read in the Mishnah, "Kol Yodis Nidorim Kindorim, Bechol Kinuyim Nidorim Kindorim." That's only according to Mishlokish, but according to Rabbi Yechonah, even according to the second Lashon, Kinuyim Nidorim is mentioned first. But according to the first Lashon, so Bein Alibet, the Rabbi Yechonah, Bein Alibet of Mishlokish, Kinuyim Nidorim is mentioned first. Because of that, you see, because that this is Yontef is very, it's very strange here, and Rabbi Meir points out, the inaccuracy in the this is Yontef. All right. So, Kol Kinuyim Nidorim Kindorim. Now let's see the Rav. Kol Kinuyim Nidorim Neder Ube'achot Mishnei Yon. Im Nidre Hele, Shehu Magdish Liberik Abayit, Oyu Mizbeach. ובעניין זה ניוח להן יש הרמה שלהם וייצור הכל כל אותו אוי מדרעיסה שעושה לעצמי דבור מהמטורי ובעניין זה יוח להסר אפילו נכס חבי רוב ואין איסור שעור לכם So he says there are two categories of נדרעי There is נדרעי הקדש and there is נדרעיסה Now נדרעי הקדש Now the run does not elaborate and Nidre Hegdesh, because after all, it's not our concern here, Nidre Hegdesh. Our concern here is Nidre Yis. But Nidre Hegdesh itself, there are two classes of Nidre Hegdesh. There is a Nidre Hegdesh of Arayavai. If he says Arayavai, so he still has to be Magdish in the Eimo as Leil. And then there is a Nidre Hegdesh of Arizu. Now, but in the category of Nidre Hegdesh is also included Nidre Tzoki. Zdok and Hegdesh, they say the same halacha, as far as Nidorim is concerned. So, and in Zdok and too, there is a Ariolai, and there is a Arizu. I can say, Ariolai seller is Zdok. If I say Ariolai seller is Zdok, I can give any seller. But if I say Arizu, Arizela seller is Zdok, so then I have to give that seller to Zdok. So there are two categories of Nidah. There is one category of Nidah of Nidrei Hekdesh. And Nidrei Hekdesh includes Nidrei Zdokitu. Then there is a Shittas Rishenim that every Nidah Mitzvah comes within the category of Nidrei Hekdesh. Even though Nidah is only Chal B'Sheva Taiset, that's in the shoes. But in Mitzvah, Nidah is Chal B'Konversei. Not on the score of Nidrei Yisrael, but on the score of Nidrei Hekdesh. So every Mitzvah, in other words, if a person will take a Nidah to do a Mitzvah, so then it's Chal Nidrei. But many Rishenim are Chilek on Dedi. And they hold, the Ram is also Chilek on Dedi. And in other words, there is that Nidrei Mitzvah does not come within the category of Nidrei Hekdesh. Only Tzedakah comes, Bifichos Tzedakah, comes within the category of Nidrei Hekdesh. Not Nidrei Mitzvah. Alright. Then there is another category of Tzedakah. So he says, Oy Nidrei Yisrael, Shosa Ratz Mitvor Mamutorim. So as far as Nidrei Hekdesh is concerned, he can only be Magdish his own. He cannot be Magdish somebody else's, naturally. But as far as Nidrei Yisrael is concerned, so he can answer his chayfets upon others, and he can answer somebody else's chayfets upon himself. Rubin can say, Kik nichosa yasurin olecho shimen. And he can say to Shimon, Nichosecho asur v'noach. But he couldn't say, Nichosecho asur v'noach. Or he couldn't say to Shimon, Rubin couldn't say to Shimon, Nichosecho asur v'noach, because he has no authority. So he can only answer his own Nichosim on somebody else, or on himself, or he can even answer somebody else's Nichosim upon himself. ומסכת זו הביא נדריס שמה ששונו כאן ששונו כאן חומים כחומים היינו משום שלוש החירן כשם שהוא כאילו חומי בדק הבייס כך הוא כאילו נדריס כדתנן לכמה כדתנן לכמה הרי נורך החירן עמוד הרוס הרי אותה לי חירן, אמר לרוס, ומשמעי כאב לטון החום ממוכה, ילחום מבריק הבייס ושייך הבאי מסכת ובסדר, בסדר קודשי. Now, so he says, now here the Mishnah says, זו חום כחום. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says, זו חום כחום? Now there is a parashim in the case side of חום מהקדשת. That actually, there are two kinds of חום. There is a חום לכהנים, there is חום לבריק הבייס. So if now he is machin libedek habayit, so then it's hekdesh, like any other hekdesh, and there is pidyon, like any other hekdesh. If he is machin likiyani, so then there is no pidyon. So then there is no pidyon, and it belongs to the kiyanim. Which kiyanim? The kiyanim of that mishnah, the kiyanim who are in that mishnah on the day when he made an act. There is a machlekes in Eirach, stam chomim. If one says, Nichos Eichel, is stam, does stam mean the Berekabayim? So it means like him. Machlekes in Eirach. Now the question is, when the Mishnah says here, chomim ke chomim, does the Mishnah mean chomim ke chomim? Or the Mishnah means nidreis? Because that any expression that has the connotation of Hekdesh can be used in Nidrei Yisrael. When I say Kikyaze Oster Alayki Kol, so then it's Nidrei Yisrael because his mat is in Kol. So Mele he could ask him when he says Nichos Echere, so he could be by way of Nidrei Yisrael, and he just matvis in Chomei Hekdesh. So when the Mishnah says Chomim Kuchomim, does the Mishnah have reference in Nidrei Yisrael? Where he was matvis, where he asked his nechosim that it should be like chomei ekdeshes, or the Mishnah means chomei ekdeshes itself. Now let's see what the Rosh says. Uchomim,
Chachamim Chirem Odom Shehachim Nechosti Oy Miktosa Ve'imer Harei Ze Nuscha Cheres Eim Chir U'trei Gav Lechom Nino Chomi Gobeya U'chomi Kehani Chomi Gobeya Mirekabayis U'meya Limbe Ve'ish Lem Tiyem Like Any Other Hebesh Chomi Kehani Meil Lem Tiyem El Nitnu Ikehani The actually boy with the Kiani male in the end, whom she bore the Akin Arim Kihon Hode Brain, who pleaded a noy fair Kirachan, he commanded of some home with Kabai, he commanded of some home king. So the Hoshit is that the Homik Homim has reference to Home Dages, not to Homim, not to Idrisa, where he said that he asked his Nechosim by being mad with them, in, by being mad with them or by declaring his Nechosim. To be like Chomei Hekdeshis. There's the Roshi. Let's see what he says. Uchomim kechomim. Uchomim kechomim. Tehle, liman doma stam chomim, lekeyanim. Im yirtzelach, lebedekabayi, siftoch lemachirim ladishem. Vim kimayt lecha chomim takantom. Vakatelu yimeinom, mishun siyasu shim ha'elatore. Shahar kenu yimeinu yinevoch uplei ladishem, kwen yomakor. Vezorot ladishem. So we see, he discusses another thing, but we see from this thesis that he agrees with the Rosh, that Chomim here doesn't have reference to Nidrei Yisya, but it has reference to Nidrei Yekesh. Where he was Machrim is Nechosim, Nidrei Kabayis, the Kerim. Not that he answered his Nechosim, it should be Yosya. And it should by becoming like Chom. So Rosh and Teisves understand Chomi in the sense of Chomi Shomai, not of Nidreis. But from the Ran, it's Mashma that is Chil. And he says, Umisechez Zu, he being in Nidreis, is there, Shemash Shona Kan Chomi Kichomi, Heinrich Misholosh in Chil and Kishim Shil Chil Chomi Perika Bayis. כך הכירו מדריסה, כי בנר לי כמה, הרי די הולך החירן, עמוד הרוסה, הרי הולך, את אולי חירן, עמד הרוסה, ומשמע יגב לתון החומי, הוכל, וחום בדק הבית, ושייך הבא עם זה, זה לגבי פקוצ'י, so it's much more from the ראש של הרן, that he is really come the ראש פשעת, and that is פשעת. Now, the Ran's פשעת appears difficult, because the Gemara says, right here, כל כינוי נדון כדון, right up on, up on the base, So he said this. So what is the pshat? When he says, So Bishlaim, according to the Russian Teisvets, that Chomim is Chomim Eishes. So Chomim is something other than Nidon. It's something other than Nidon. So Gemara has to explain. Why was he mentioned Chomim right after Nidorim? Let him mention first words. So he says, because Nidorim is Chepzen, and Chomim also possesses the element of Chepzen. So Mimele, he mentions Chomim Eftashu, Nidon. So we understand this, why the Gemara has to resort to this explanation. But according to the Ran, that Chomim doesn't mean Chomim Shomayim. It doesn't mean Chomim Shomayim, it means Mamish Nidrei Yisya. So why does the Gemara have to, resort to all that? He said, so you either the Nidone, so, more as well, he's thinking Shmuel is Basantori. What type of Kashi is Kin Shmuel is Basantori? So, it says, I am Tony Dori in the Mitzachem Tzolai. There is no Kashi, because after all, Chomim, that's Nidori.
So Meile, it should be mentioned, it's in Dolim Amish. So it would be all right if the Mishnah didn't even mention Cholim. All right, but the Mishnah mentions Cholim. But it's another word for Nidorim. So why should he mention Shmuyas after Nidorim and then mention Cholim? When Cholim, that's the identical thing of Nidorim. And why do the Gemara have to say it? I Nidorim Dorim the Mitzachem Tzalei to Nama Cholim Mitzachem Tzalei. It's not that they have become a common characteristic. It's high to high. All right? It's not such a strong kasha. It's not such a strong kasha. You could explain the Gemara. You could explain the Gemara. This is what the Gemara says. Vileisle, kinu shuiz basanidori. And why does it have to mention chomim altogether? So the Gemara says, I don't tell him going with a heftal high. So, Tonaname Chomim, that is another formulation of Nidor. Another formulation of Nidor. You could explain it. However, the Minsk Gadol, in the Gadol HaMishnayis, he raises that question underhand. Kosmaran, וזהו שני שמה ששון כאן חומי היי בשם שירו של חירה כשם שהוא קיר חומי בדקה בעיס כך הוא קיר נדריציה הוא משמע גם מתון לחומי מוכן עד כמה שני וחירה תמור אם כי היי לדור עם אמש ומר לי נידה בקום ומר לי נידה בחירה ידבי לי לדור עם יר ואם כי לא בלי למיס לחומי מוהי ובכל כמו יר לדור עם ואיתו מורה ביצע דיבה הגמורה דיפור יכוליס לשבוי לבס לדור עם וכלומר, היינו איתון לדורים, דמית סחף, צייתו לנם לחומים. והדבורים עשמי, דור חומים, היינו לדורים ממש. ותחיק אבו נדור איתו. ואם כן, ומה צורך ואיידה? פשיט עדי חומים צורך ונסנק אידם. דהיינו נדע ממש. So he gives an altogether different pshat. I mean, it's not such a strong kashe, but the pshat that he mentions in the Ram is interesting. He says that the Ram also agrees with Rosh and Tesis, that when the Mishnah says Chomim Kechomim, the Mishnah really has reference to Chomim Shomayim. But the Ram says, Shalosh Echeirem Kishem Shu Keil Chomim Bergabayis Kachu Keil Nireiseh. So the Ram means this. The question arises, why all of a sudden does he inject here about Chomim Shomayim? My issue is Lal Sinai. I mean, he is not discussed. That has its place in Eichach, where he discusses Chomei Shomayim, Chomei Kabayis, Chomei Kehani. But here, who is concerned now with Chomei Shomayim? So he says the reason is why the Mishnah mentions here a din in respect to Chomei Shomayim, even though this Mishnah deals with Nidrei Yitzea, because the term Chomei can be used in Nidrei Yitzea too. So Mimele. So, and since just as Kinui Chomei is Kichomei in the case where he formulates a Chomei Shomayim, so Kinui Chomei is Kichomei in the case where he formulates Nidrei Yitzea also. In terms of Chomei Shomayim. Chomei Shomayim. So maybe that's the reason as to why the Mishnah mentions it. So he says, Al korach nire, dey kamo nesacham, dichomim dimas nisma nechomi yisya, dizeh al mechol nidori, vintzir kli bove bat nafshi, rak dichomim dimas nisma nechomi berik abayis, rak dilo yhave tonel oloche, dey kamo keme, rak mishum, dikename chomi yisya, dihu bichwal nidori, אם קיימי כאן בכל הידע, משום הוכה, תודה נאמר לחומים, דהי לחומים ברגע בעלי סוכה, כי אם נראה כמה לסרה. זה לא יודעת שם, אולי. And you see, the Ram doesn't say, the Ram should say, שמה ששון, מסך הזו, היא מתריצה, שמה ששון כאן חומים כחומים, היורי לחומים ברגע בעלי סוכה, אלו מתריצה. He doesn't say, אלו מתריצה. But he says, שמה ששון כאן חומים כחומים, חיים שום שלא שחירה, כשהם שהוא כאילו חומים בקבעה איץ, כך הוא כאילו בריץ, כבר כך מן הרחל חירה ולרוסה, הרחל חירה ולרוסה, משום היי גם נתון לחומים אחר.
Not that chomim here means Middle East. Chomim here means chomim shemaim. But why does it mention? Because the same term of chomim that is used by someone who is machrim hashemaim can be used by someone who wants to ask the chosid. Chosid, so maybe it has relevance in Miseches Nidot too, this deed. So that's why I mentioned. So, but chomim kechomim really has reference to chomim shomim. Alright. Now, then he says, we need to say, he may have a Mishrei Shadroch, he can run it there, we can New York, we are. So there are three things. He can run it there. What's he can run it there? He can run it there, which is in England, over there also. Uvein shirit vise, in Dover Achea, vein shirit vise, zeu net hover at Eiro, אבל דהי חשיב תריסי ונשיע, תריסנו בלבנו, ולא ידבר עוס, וכדם בינו במשפר כפי שתיים בס, מייתיים לדבר קרוקי ידבר על נשאר, עד שיודם לבנו דו, שולי משאר בו בשביל הלכון, ומעט עושה, אבל לא אוכל מתריסי נינון, שיהיה תריסנו בלבנו דו, ולא ידבר עוס, וכמו שקצת לשום עשייה את נשמי, היו כך, היי חשיב תדבר איתי, כך זה רק יקום, חד נדרק, והיא כמדת, So the Ram Shite here in Dorin is contrary to his own Shite in the Ishwes. I don't know what was written first. I suppose the Ram wrote on the Dorin first, and then the Ram on the Rim, Ishwes. But the Ram Shite here is contrary to his Shite Ishwes. Here his Shite is that both are Kikaneda. Osor Olai, Kikaze Osor Olai is Kikaneda. And Kikaze Kikom is also Ikan. So there are two alochas of Nidor. There is one aloch of Nidor. There is one aloch of Nidor where he just says, where he asks the Hefzer. He says, Kikaze Osarolai. And there is another aloch of Nidori where his matvis in Hegdesh. If his matvis be Hegdesh, so then there is a Chiluf Kei Kedushi. There is a transfer. The idea that there is a chiluf kedusha, it's not that it's not that hatvosi is just a figure of speech, because when he says kikar ze also like kikom, so in effect he says that this kikar is also. So kom is also and kom is not also. So maybe when he says kikar ze kikom, so in effect he says that it should be also. No, it's not that. There is a chiluf kedushi when matters the raya, because the Gemara says that yesh miyila bikinotis. Yesh miyila bikinotis. In other words, if somebody says kikar ze kikom, and then he eats it, so it's chayav kol mil. That's a halacha in Hegdesh. So if we say that atvose, the effect of atvose is that there should be a chiluf kedusha, so we understand? Because in respect to Mi'ile, it has the same din as Hegdesh. If he was matvis, the kikya, in Hegdesh,
chiluk bidusha. There is a chiluk bidusha. I'm the teacher. There is a chiluk bidusha, I'm the teacher. Of course, the kedusha from the Hekdesh is not proper. It's not pity. But there is a chiluk. There is a chiluk kedusha. But if we say just a figure of speech, that when he says, Kikazeki kom, Kikazeki Hekdesh, so in effect, he said it should be also, Meikatezi should be hired from Mila. The Rambam Shite appears to be like the Shite Sarami, that there are two alochas of Nidorim. There is a aloha of Nidorim where he's not matvis the Hekdesh, he just says, Kikazeh Oserolai, and then there is no Mila, according to the Rambam. And then there is another aloha of Nidori, where it's matvis the Hekdesh. And then there is a chiluk dusha. Then there is mir. The Rambam Shite is that each mir bikinomis is only shaya. When is the mir bikinomis? Only when the neder was taken through hatvosin hekdesh. But if the neder was not taken through hatvosin hekdesh, then there is no mir. Even though it was taken through hatvosin, but not hatvosin hekdesh. Let's say Ruvein, let's say, asked the king. So first he said, Kikaze Osar. Then, this king. He asked this king. Then, Shimon said, and another king, Kikaze Kose. Come, King, the Gobo, the Rise. Shame it is, Eidun Vaskovar Subabu, Nikor Askovas Hachom Tizal, Maskomos, Yuka Havu Mudrahi says. So that's a Kiddush of Rashi. It's not a level of Rashi. There is a Shita to the counter. But the Shita of the Rami is a team according to the Shlokish that can win Losh Shvore Hachomim. It's not Losh Nagoim. Still it's with the Raisach. And he gives a very good story. He says, what is the language? Language, I mean, there is nothing essential in a language. So, what makes a language into a language? What constitutes a language? The fact that these members of a certain group decided that certain words should signify certain objects, certain concepts. In other words, we say, a table, we call this a table. Why? Because the American people, I mean, the Anglo-Saxon people decided to designate this kind of an object by the term table. So, now, does it make any difference whether the consent was given by millions of people or the consent was given by hundreds of people? What difference does it make? Now, let's say there is a language. Today, it's already a forgotten language. But when I was a young boy, so it was mentioned that there are about 100 people who speak that language, Esperanto, Dr. Esperanto. And he coined the language. It was taken, it was really borrowed from English, French, Spanish, Italian, and it's a hodgepodge of all these languages, and his dream was that that would someday become the international language. And Americans and Europeans and the Asiatics and the Africans, Australians, they would all speak Esperanto. Or he made a mistake. So he died, I think, about 3 years ago. He was in the high 90s, Dr. Esperanto. So it's a language. I don't know whether it's a language today. Today, I don't think there is one person who knows it. But let's say 30 years ago, so when there were not 100 people who spoke that, so it was language. So this is what he says. So even according to Mandoma, that Kinui, Kenem, Kenef, Kenes, Nozik, Paziach, and so on, is Loshi Shibodah Chachomim, it's still the Raisa. Why is it an inferior level than Spanish? Alright, so Spanish is spoken by millions of people. And this is spoken only by Britora, who know these words, but it's still a language, so it's right. Now, that seems to be very sound for, but not all the Shanim agree with it. Tesis has one notion, that it's only Midrabanan. Tesis has one notion, that it's only Midrabanan. Now, why is Tesis Chilek Kamid? Does it mean that Tesis holds that in order that it should be a language, so it must be spoken by billions of people? I mean, so the question is, what's the number? It's not Mistaba. It's not Mistaba. I mean that the number of people using the language is important. So I think that Tesis also agrees with the Rambam's premise that when if there is a consent of members of a certain group to use certain words to designate certain objects, certain concepts, so it is a language. Doesn't make any difference whether it's millions of people speaking that language, or 100 people, or even 50 people, or 10 people. What difference does it make? But the reason is why Tesis in one Lashon, in another Lashon Tesis says like Ram. But the reason is why Tesis in one Lashon says that according to the Lashon, so Midrashi is not even Chal. If someone would say Harini Nozik, Harini Paziach, Harini Paziach, so Midrashi he is not Chal, and he will not bring Kol Nizires after the count, is because here it's a little different, because Kinui. So that means the Gemara says, why were the Chachomim misaking these? Why did they claim these expressions? In order to prevent Hitzua Shem Shemayim Matol. Because the Yisrael Tmeis Shem Shemayim Matol is very common. So, in other words, if like this, because sometimes you take Yeshua and he'll say Ladishem, and he will not mention the Shvuyah, so he'll be made to Shmaya Latol. So because of that, they were Misaki Kinu. So according to the Shlokim, according to the Chachomim, so the Chachomim themselves were Misaki these words, like Kenech, Kene, Kenem, Kenech, Kenes, Nozik, Paziach. They were Misaki that these words should be used whenever a person wants to take an end. So only in a certain context it is used. Even the people who use these words, they do not use these words whenever they want to mention the word nazir. Let's say, suppose Shimon is a nazir, and Reuven wants to tell somebody that Shimon is a nazir. Just wants to tell his story. He will not say Shimon who nazir. He'll say Shimon who nazir. When will he use the term nozik if it is going to be used in the context of Kabbalah's Nezires? If Reuven will be interested in taking it at the Nezires, so instead of saying Arini Nozir, he'll say Arini Nozik. So if he's interested in taking Shmue. So instead of saying Shmue Shalichot Ikazeh, he'll say Shmuso Shalichot Ikazeh. So even those who use these words, they'll only use the words in a specific context. Whenever the person is mikabel upon himself, Shmue, Neder, Niziras, whatever it is, but except for this context, they will not use the word nozik as equivalent of nozik, shmuse as equivalent of shmuse. So in Mele it's not language. But in Achanami, Tezes, in the Loshin Tezes, that says that according to Ishlokis, that Kiduyim is Loshin Shabbat Lachachomim, So it's only mina rabbonon. If these words would be used all the time by a certain group of people, it doesn't make any difference whether it's an English like the English language, whether it's a language like the English language that is spoken by millions and millions of people, or it's a language like Esperanto that is spoken by 100. But here, even the people who use these words, of Nozik Paziach, of Shmuso, of Canaan, they only use it in a certain context, whenever they want to be Mikabel in Eda, in Shmue, in Ziris, and so on. Not in any other case, but in any other case, when they want to say Nozir, they say Nozir. They will not never say Nozik. Some Mele, according to one logic. So according to the Ram, even though it is used, it is limited to a certain context only, it's still considered the language. A language, but midrash, and according to one Loshin Tezves, then he says, "V'chenamim hashma b'rishnosi, dibachina masnis posa b'kiduim, forish yodeis, shane tane ki posa b'kakol, v'holom forish yodeis, de'asma mitrosh, ha'omen v'kula ha'omen, ha'omen v'kula ha'omen kiduim midrash, v'chiyu b'alim kol." Dealer is locked in Mikhail Kohm, how we make the horse on Michel Mandavakinilosinochin, El Mandavoshinibulachomim, my little Mima can be swinging the hoche, Mashma, the Kulaum can win the rights. We can make the Gay, the Volosinochim, Maishli Polish Anachlishne, the Kane and Kane, Kane is three Misholish, Lame, Haneda, the Holoshin. Nidre neder, hanochin shawi sibazeh, uma shepireish. Hachoch magodok yudam apostoyes, the ribuz ashmin. The loyim in poim, shilis nochim, shilis urim, shani dobehem nidre neder. Shafi u nishem shem, kenei u dikei, kenef, shari lo shna kedish, elo shinishtavish. Bisao bad chamin, shani dobehem lo yin neder, kim shinu lo shingom bevne atzmei, ashmon. אם שאנוכים מתאבדים בהם, אבל פישי מיקלישי נאום, אל משיבושו ביודום, הרי הוא נדע גומו, מכל שמישול לשני סנוכי, ואיש יכוח לפירוש זה בירושלמי, והייתה מנה במקור לכינוי, כלי משהו לא שנדע, אלא שמכונה, מנקנה, מיימך לשם לחלי. Now, so the Ram's question was, why does the Mishnah have to mention כינויים? Nidon Kidon, let him say, Bichol Ishenes. The answer is, that goes without saying, I mean, Meichatei said that Nidorim should require after Loshna Kedesh. So why does he have to tell us that Kinuni? So he said this, in respect to other languages, let's say English, French, Spanish. So of course, a neder is affected when it's taken Bishol Losh. But, Kinuin, Loshnochim, what does it mean Loshnochim? It's a jargon of Loshna Kiddush, because the Goyim, who lived in the Eretz Yisrael in ancient times, so they use these terms. It's a jargon. So I could say, a jargon of a language, so does not have a din of Losh. So Kamash Malon, that the jargon of a language also has a din of Losh. Right, I mean. Now, Eloi Kinu, not then the Ram says, because this is the Lord, who shemaskol b'miksas diburi shalem, אלו שנגיינו לזה. בעצם מקסס הדיבור, הרי כלנדה כל השלימוס הדיבור. כי עוד הוא מעיר חסקלי בבעי יציאת שלו, ומתלת לי כולים שהוא לא חייל נדל כאן פרגל. זה ניבור נהב, את הרמב״ם מלחסקלי השמע יש. Now there's Gloche in Kriya Shema that he has to recite Kriya Shema proper of the Dikduk. He has to be Midakdus, the EC itself. I mean the sounds and the pronunciation in the Nach and in the Nor, I mean in everything. Then the Gemara learns it out from the Posik. Rimadit him, Sheyei Rimudoch Tam. So the Rambam says, in Perek Beis Milchas Kriya Shema Loch Eches, V'tzorech lidagdeik b'yisi Yisov, v'im loy digdeik yot, but lechatchile, he is mechuyev to be midagdeik, in all the Kriya Shema. Keitzat, yidagdeik, yishmer shal yirap e'er chozok, v'yar zikorofo, v'yaniach hanod, that v'yishmonod, v'yishmonoch, v'yaniach hanod, ולא ידיע חן, ולא יניד הנוח, לפיכוך צורית, ליתין רבע מהדלקים. All right. So then, the Rambam says, in פרק בית כוח יהוד, קירי עודו משמע בכל אושן שהיא מבין. I mean, that's a מחלקת between רבי נחכון, and we pass כל נחכון, שמע בכל אושן שאתה שמע. So one can recite trash mean in English too, in any language. והקירי, so the Rambam says, והכירי בחולושה צורך להיזויר מדברי שיבוש שבאיסי הלושה ומדגדג באיסי הלושה כמו שמדגדג בלושן הקדש. Suppose he recites Kriya Shema in English, so he should pronounce the English words correctly. So the same halacha of the mudachtam that applies to Kriya Shema in Loshen HaKedesh applies to Kriya Shema b'sholosh. The Raivet is Chedek. According to the Raivet, when is there Aloche? When is there Aloche of being Midagdeik if he recites Kriya Shema Loshen HaKedesh? But if he recites Kriya Shema not Loshen HaKedesh, in Sholosh Eines, it doesn't matter. Even Lechatchile, he is not Mechuyev to pronounce the words correctly. Because of a Raivet, Ein Ze Mikulo Adas, לפי שכל הלשן איס פירושי ומי ידגדיק אחר פירושי. Number eight, לושן קידש is נתנו ברוח הקידש. I mean, the Torah was given all the לושן הקידש. So there is עצמיוס. There is עצמיוס. So there is significance in that word when it's pronounced one way. Rather than the same word pronounced a different way. Because it's Beruach HaKedesh. The Torah is Beloshen HaKedesh. But Shol Lishenes, I mean, all Lishenes originate in the consent of people. So it's arbitrary. What difference does it make? What difference does it make? Whether it is he pronounces the words correctly or he doesn't pronounce the words correctly. and if someone has a heavy accent and he doesn't pronounce the English words correctly, it's still English. I mean, there is no atzmius, there is no essential significance in the word pronounced correctly as against the word pronounced incorrectly. This is the Raivitz. Now, I think there is some shaykhs of this Raivitz. I mean, this Raivitz and what Ran says here. What does the Ran say here? The Ran says that the Mishnah, it's not necessary for the Mishnah to tell us that neder is valid b'cholosh. Naturally it's valid b'cholosh. There is no halacha of Lashon Kodesh. So it goes without saying. But one could argue that b'shor Lashon, it is of course, then of course it's valid. But Lashon Nochrim, so that's a jargon. So it's a Lashon Mishubesh. Not because the goyim who live in the Eretz Yisrael couldn't pronounce the Hebrew words correctly. Some Mele, they pronounce them incorrectly. So it's like the Lomja, those who came from Lomja, they cannot pronounce a Shin. They cannot pronounce a Shin. So every Shin they can, but they don't do it when it has to be done. So a Lomja, so a Shin he pronounces like a Sin, like a Samach. And the Samach he pronounces like a Shin. I mean, that's it. So, there is an adage that the Lomja once said that in all of Sirah Sirim, so you only find the Shin in one posik, in the Shushoshi Berich Befar. But except for that, you don't find the Shin. You only find the Sin. They can't. So in other words, so this is Loshin Shepot L'Chachomim. They couldn't somehow, just as an American, if just an American cannot pronounce a ches or a chof, I mean, one has to be a genius in order to pronounce, to say Chaim Weizmann. Sometimes you hear those, the commentators on the radio. So it's, now they already got used to it, Menachem Begin, but in the beginning it was very difficult for them. They couldn't say Menachem. It's very difficult. So the goyim will live in the Eretz Yisrael, so they were mishabish certain words. So even though it goes without saying that a Lashon, any other language, is a Lashon, but we could argue that a Lashon is jargon, a shibush is not a Lashon. A shibush is not a Lashon. So it's now we see that the Raivet holds that if one recites Kriya Shema in English, so he does not have to be midag with Bilshim. Even if he doesn't pronounce the TH properly, it's still alright. Lechatchil. Why? Because Koval Shein is Perushe, umidag dikacha Perushe. Because in all other languages, there is no Atzmius. So they are all, it's arbitrary. So it doesn't make any difference. What do you say that if someone doesn't pronounce the TH properly, if he pronounces it as a T, not as a TH, so it's incorrect. Why is it incorrect? It's incorrect from the point of view of the usage of most people. Alright, so who says that in order to be considered a language, it must conform to the usage of most people? So as long as it conforms to the usage of a certain group, so it's also a language. That's in respect to Shorosh, as the Rabbi says. Masha'im kibu shekidah, so the Gemara says, shekirosach tam, why shouldn't we say, what difference does it make? So we see, why? Because Lashon Kodesh is atzmius. And if it's not arbitrary. So mimele, if it's mishubesh, so it's not kriyosachtav. So mimele, it's a big chidesh. The Mishnah tells us a big chidesh. Because we could say that in as much as these lishenes, like nozik, nozik, aziach, or kenem, kenach, kenes, shmuse, shmuke, are shibushi, it's a jargon of loshna kiddush words. So mimele it should not become, and loshna kiddush itself is atzmius. So mimele it shouldn't be considered as a loshin. So kamash malon that it is considered as a loshin. Alright, I mean this is the pshat. Alright, that will be enough for today. Now, I just would like to point out that you have to be here at 9:30. Today, I wasn't able to start at 9:30, but my intention is every day to start the shul at 9:30. And everyone has to be here at 9:30. Now, in respect to those boys who are here in this year, the first year, or even those who are here the second year, not the third year, so they are mechuyev to take all the b'chinas, I mean, in this misachte, and in order that no one should fall behind of the new boys in this year, so I am going every Friday. So from 11 to 12, because the chulin shiur, I'll be through the chulin shiur at 11 o'clock on Friday. So from 11 to 12, so I'll give a b'chinah to the new boys in the gemara that we learned in the shulim that we learned this week. In my office, I mean, not in the presence of the other boys. All right. First half. Talking in God. Now let's, before we proceed to the Ram and Shuis Kishuis, which discusses the union of Shem and Shuay, so let's go over the cases. Talking with God today, because this Shit is altogether different than the Ram Shem. Now, the Ram, as the Kashir, why, according to Mandoma, according to Abichan, that he is Loshinochri. So why did the Mishnah say Kiluim? Let the Mishnah say Haneida b'chol loshin nidrei neder. So he says no, that neder or shvuah or niziras, any afloi, can take place in any language. That goes without saying. The Talmud does not even have to spell it out. But the chiddush is that even the Kiluim, which is only a jargon and a shibush of Loshin Kiddush, even that is good. So in other words, so we see that a regular language is more effective than the Kiddush. That's the Ramchi. But we'll see what Teisushiti is. Teisushiti is that the Shibush of Loshin Kiddush is more effective than the regular language of the world. Now, let's see the Teisus. Kol Kiddush Yidorim Kiddurim Uchomim Kuchomim. Kinu zehu sheim shoto. On Nusra Acheres, Tofu. Kilamdina. In other words, kinu means a nickname. It doesn't make any difference whether I give a shoto here. Shoto means not a real name. So an imperfect name. When Tofu means not the Ika name. Kilamdina amchane sheim achaber. Hochaname kinu yinidori. The Ika hanederu kishematvis achivet vidobar hanidin. Kmeyomar harei olai kikya ze kehegdish val kikya achei eimer yehi koze zehu neder kidoma perim vishuetz achiyote kidoma rami. So now we saw that the Ram Shite here is that there are two types of ikara neder. One ikara neder is matfose behegdish, and another ikara neder is when he just asks it. Not Matriz Behegdesh. The Ram Shuis is Chilik. And the Ram Shuis says that there is only one Ikara Neder. And only when you're Matriz Behegdesh. And when you say your Seah, so it's effective Tanya, because we completed Kikom. So from Tesis it's mashma like the Rami Shuez, not like the Rami here. So he says, the Yikar Neder who kishematri zachivet bidover hanidu kmeidoma hareolai kikar ze kehektish val kikar acher eimer yeheiko ze zehu neder. So in other words, so we have these two shittas. One shita is that there are two Yikar Neders, two categories of Nidori, two types. And one is, there is only one Ikar Neder. That is when his mat is Be'ekdesh. And when he says, Kika Zeosarai, so we complete it. We complete a statement. And it's considered as if he said, Kika Zeosarai Be'ekdesh. But essentially, there is only one Ikar Neder. And that is when his mat is. And that's Teis Veshite also. Now, Kidoma Be'edunish, where is Achiyot of Kava Neder? Right now, I just want to mention, you should go over, I forgot to tell you, but for next time, for Sunday, you should go over the sugye in Shuez, the machlekes Abaye and Rove, about Atfosi in Shuez. Atfosi in Shuez, the Chof of Dal, the sugye that begins. After the first two dots, Toda Rabbonon lifte Shuwe, Yisa Shuwe, up to Kiyose Rabdim Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Daf Chof on the base. So there, the Gemara mentions, Machloke between Abaye and Rove, where the mat is Bishuwe, is Kileitzi Shuwe in Piv, or Dome, Yechaye Oila. So there is a basic Machloke. According to Teisves and the Reed, and the Ran there, the very long Ran on the Rim. So the Machlekes between Abaye and Rove is only in respect to Matris Bishwe. But Matris Bineder is certainly Chay. And as the Ran says, points out, because the Chalei's Din of Neder is by way of Atwasi. Because what is to be seen that there is Mil of Economics? So how is the Mil of Economics? Mila is only in Hekdesh. You couldn't have Mila in something other than Hekdesh. The answer is, when his matri is the Hekdesh, so there is a Hamshoche. In a limited sense, and not that it becomes Hekdesh, but in a limited sense, there is a Hamshoche of the Kedusha of Hekdesh, of Palmiki. In a limited sense. So according to Teisves and the Reed, and the Riv, and the Rambam, and the Ram, in Shuez, so the Machlekes between Abaye and Rove, as to whether Matris Bishwe can make Yishwe in Pivdome, as Abaye says, and Rove says, Matris Bishwe love to make Yishwe in Pivdome, that's only in respect to Shuez. But neither certainly there is a Din of Atwas. Certainly there is a Atwas. Alright, because there is a special Aloha of Atwas. But Rashi is not like that. Rashi in Shuez says that according to the to a Rove, that Matri Bishwe Laki Meitzi Shwe Pintome, so the same thing applies to that also. Applies to that also. Now, the Ritmo here on the Reed, so he says at the very beginning, and he says it at the end of the first period and at the beginning of the second period, but he says it also at the very beginning. So he says that there is no Atwas. Why? So apparently obviously the Ritmo agrees with the Shita of Rashi that the Machleket between Abaye and Rove is whether a Matris Bishwe is Kimetzi Shwe and Pivdome or Lav Kimetzi Shwe and Pivdome applies not only to Shwe, it applies to Neder as well, and since we passed like Rove, so maybe there is no Atwas. Now the Ritmo says, the first Ritmo underneath, he says as follows. He says, "Continue in Don Kidon, Chomim Kechomim, Shvuiz Kishvuiz, Nizivas Nizivas, Hirish, Shnei Yonim Nidon, Poechot Nidre Ekdesh, Vihu, Ponche Mikablo, Tvosis Dobri Kobeya, Heikot Shishomayim, Heikot Shiberikabayis, Vihin Anidon of Dobro, Vianidir, Hamikablo of Lazi Shumitz, Vizeru, Shomar Akosu Mitzvos Zeho Tishne, Vosisu Kashmir Dazal Shem Rekeho, Vizachar Lishabon, והתעשינו לנו בפרקם לראש השולו, בקודשי גבי יום וצדוק. ונדע זה בשני פרונים. So he says that there are two categories of the Dorim. There is Nidre Hekdesh, and Nidre Hekdesh includes Nidre Zloka also, and according to the Ritva here, it includes every mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of the Shem. What all the Shem agree that Zloka is included in Nidre Gaveya. But according to the Ritva, every neder to do a mitzvah is included in Nidre Gaveya. And then the second category of the Dorim, that's Nidre Isa. So there are three halakim. Neda gomo, viyada neda, vikinuya neda. Neda gomo, kol shegeim eloshim nitra, a complete formulation of neda. Eloshim isuko, vihu sheitzer doba ramutea, ki doba rosso machmas neda roi hekdesh, ki lien sheim ve akik alze osro olay, ve achire ki kor moi ke hekdesh, vichayetzele. I name, kik alze osro olay ki kor, lafu, lafu, ke, roimea, kik alze olay, osakinu beilek. So if it's matter, the rosa, so it's not hal. Shalom akum, kidisem mechilti, uvechaygam neshetei reis anidri mehekdesh, lo yichoshi matfiz b'neder. Do yichoshi matfoser, kisheim azze o laik etze. Aber kisheim reis anidri befeirush, oi biyode ishu, kimiforesh, aber kisheti reis anidri bedobrache, shei kikorbon, einei elo kimiforesh is anidri, vissure minafshecha ele akik azze, vilo yimachmas hatfososi shalze bizemimu. So that what's the Ritva here is like Rashi, Takhov, in Shvues, that the machleket between Abai and Rove has reference not only to Shvatis b'Shvue, but to Matvis b'Neda. And the din is like Rove, that Matvis b'Shvue loved him, it's Shvue and Pintome, so Mele Matvis b'Neda, there is no din of Matvis b'Neda either. Not b'Neda either. So Mele, he doesn't even mention that for him. He says, there is a Nikrana there, and there is a Kinu, and yeah, alright. So Kinu means not regular language, but the Russian should be Shubish. And Yah means an incomplete statement. But that means that there is no such thing as Atvose. Why is there such a thing as Atvose? Because we pass like Rove. According to Abaye, there is Atvose. But according to Rove, there is no Atvose. So then the question arises, so it's a third thing. So far we saw two sheets. One sheet that around here. That there are two Ikra Neder. An Ikra Neder of Asar in Yechevet, not by way of Amshoche from Hekdesh. And then another type of an Ikra Neder, where he is Matvis Behekdesh. So then there is a Amshoche of Hekdesh. And then there is the sheet of Teis Vesia. And the Ramishwes and the Reef, that there is only one Ikra Neder, and that is Atvose. And when it's true that if someone says Kika Zeosralai doesn't say Kehekdesh, it's also Chal. So it's Chal because of Yodis. Because we complete the statement. And we say that in effect he's saying not just Kika Zeosralai, but Kika Zeosralai Kiko. Kiko. Now, so we said that according to the Rani Shvuyes and Teisves, the halacha of Nile, Bikonomis, applies to every neder, no matter how it was formulated. According to the Ran here, that there are two Ikar neder, so obviously, Nile could only be if the formulation took place by way of Atvose, so then there is Amshoche. But if the formulation took place not by way of Atvose, he just said Kika Zeosralai. So it wasn't Hal by way of Amshoches, Amshoches Tushim. From the Hekdesh. So why should there be Mile? Mile is not Shayach Hu. Mile is only Shayach in Hekdesh. Alright. So it's alright. So then, and the Rambam says in Ilchas Mile, in Perebes Ilchas Mile, he says so many words, that when is there Mile? Only when he said, Kika Zeh Osar Lai Kiko. But if he said, Kika Zeh Osar Lai, not Kiko, there is no Mile. That's the implication of the Losh Rambam in Ilchas Mile. But the question is against Rashi and Shmuel and against the Ritva here. They say that according to Rove there is no Atvose in Neder, just that there is no Atvose in Shmuel. So, no Atvose in Shmuel, And when he said, and what is he kind of, that the mitzvah says, if he says, kikyazeh osar alai, and he should disquiet, how is it osar? Like a dovah anodah. So kikom kenesh, and that's not a tosar. So the question is, why should there be milim ekonomis? Why should there be ekonomis? If milim ekonomis is only, could only be a result of the hamshachas dushi. But if there is no atmosphere, so there is no hamshachas. So we have to say, I mean that it's impossible that any rishon should say that there is no chaleis din hamshachas dushi from Hegdesh by Genomics. Because if that is so, there couldn't be any Mile in Genomics. I mean, there is no Mile in Shvue. Why is the Mile in Neder? Because there is a correlationship between Genomics, Nidorim, and Korom, and Hegdesh. So, obviously, it must be on the basis of Amshochas Dushi. But, it's a question just of nomenclature. In other words, true, the Mitva says, there is no Atvoset. There is no atvose. And Rashi also says that according to Rove, just that there is no atvose. In Shvue, there is no atvose, or in Neder either. But, they all must agree that by Neder, the Chaleis Din Neder, there is a Chaleis Din Neder, by way of Amshochas Dushe from Egesh. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any meal of economics. But, the Ritvo, what Ritvo and Rashi are saying is, that there are two kinds of atvoses. One atvose is atvose in a concrete object. For example, let's say, if I asser a certain kicker, I asser a kicker, and let's say you come to the run, I could asser the kicker not by way of atvose. I could say, kicker ze osar alai. And then, so this is the kicker, and I assered it. And I said, kicker ze osar alai. Then, I say another kicker, or somebody else says another kicker, kicker ze kose. So the atvose is in a concrete object. You have a kicker that is already osir, out in there, and then you are matvis, another kicker, in a concrete object, in this kicker. But then there is another way of being matvis. Not being matvis in a concrete object, but in the halishay. Now when someone says, and Rashi Shuiz also says, what is neder? Is there a neder homo batero? If he says, ki hegdesh. So the mele, and this is what the Ritva says. The Ritva says, what is it neder? Vehu sheise dobra muter, ki dobro rosa bachmas neder hegdesh, in sheime, ki gazer osa lamai vachile, ki kogmo ki hegdesh. So that's also atvase. The Ritva doesn't use the Rosh atvase, but this is not important whether you use the term atvase or not, but in effect it's also atvase. But it's not a atvase in a concrete object. It's a atvase in the Halishem, the idea of Egdesh. In other words, when he says, V'hu she'i se'ya, dobo hamuter, ki dobo osa machmas nedar v'hegdesh, so he's matvis. So I declare, this kicker should become osir and should be mitves in the halishem of Hekdesh. He doesn't have any definite, concrete object of Hekdesh. There is no kol mifalot. Let's say Bismarck say, there is no Hekdesh. There is no concrete Hekdesh altogether. So, when someone is matris in Hegdesh, so he couldn't be matris in any concrete object, there is no such thing. But, the Halishem of Hegdesh is in existence, the Halishem of Hegdesh. So this is the Ikanedea. When you answer it like Hegdesh, what does it mean you answer it like Hegdesh? You are matris in the Halishem of Hegdesh. So in Chalami, the Ritva could have said, Hatvos. But then he would have to distinguish it from the hatfose in a concrete object. So the Ritva, instead of designating it by the appellation hatfose in halishem, he says not hatfose. But that's not important whether you call it hatfose or you call it not hatfose. The idea is important. And what the Ritva means is that the Ikar Neder consists in asserting a chayvetz and being matrised
in the Halishem of Ekdesh, in the idea of Ekdesh, not in the concrete object, but when he is matvis in the concrete object, then it's a machlokes between Avayi and Rove. So Shvue and Neder is the same thing, and we pass like Rove. There is no such a clause. There is no such a clause. But even though he says it's not a clause, he means it's not the clause that Avayi and Rove discuss. Avayi and Rove discuss the clause in a concrete object. But it is the clause. It is the clause in the Halashem. And how is it how? Because of the Hamshach HaSedushim. From the idea of Hekdesh. So when I say, Kikar Zeh, also like Hekdesh, I am matvis in the idea of Hekdesh, in the Halashem of Hekdesh. So the main there is Hamshach HaSedushim. That's why there is Mil. Alright. Now, that is. When we come to Mishile, we come to Bishil and Pirkin Koba, Vishlokish, Loshin Shepodu Chachom. We hope that Kino Kinuyes or there is a Machlikes between Rabbi Yechel and Vishlokish as to whether Kinuyim is Loshin Goyim, Loshin Ochrim, or Loshin Shepodu Chachom. So, if it's Loshin Shepodu Chachom, why do the Chachom have to invent certain expressions, put in certain expressions? What's wrong with the original expressions of Neder and Nozir and Shvue? Why do they have to coin new expressions? So, what that Kinu Kinuye, Gemara says, the lame become Ladishem. Because if there would be any new expressions, he would, whenever a person, would have to make an Neder, he would use the original expressions. And the expressions Ladishem Kom Shoko Befi. So sometimes he would try to say Ladishem Kom and he would just say Ladishem and he would not say Kom. So then he would be Meitzishim Shemayim Vatolo, and the Aveira of Meitzishim Vatolo is very common. So because of that, the Lame Kom Ladishem, he's in the Doma Ladishem, Lomoli Kom, Umofichim Shemayim Vatolo. So because of that, the Chachomi coin new expressions, so instead of kov kenev, so the expression ladishem kenev is not shogavuti, only ladishem kov is shogavuti. So there won't be this mixture of saying ladishem and not finishing kov, thus being the basis shemaya Torah, is unlikely. That's the reason. Now umofi shemaya Torah. ורבי יחד נאמר, לא שנוח, דיבל שינו, דגוי, כי שנאית ונדע, אין מלוח. ביקושי, so it is the same קשי, as the run is, ביקושי, למען דור לא שנוח, המיינו קטן לו ישנה, לא יבי בכל שני, שנאית ודיבל שינו ונדע, the same קשי is the run. So what's the run? That? That? Bechol al shenis goes without